Radio Prague News.
The government has approved an extension of the lease of Swedish Gripen fighters for the Czech Air Force. The Czech Republic has marked the 15th anniversary of its NATO membership. And film director Věra Chytilová has died at the age of 85. The Czech government on Wednesday approved an extension of the lease of Swedish Gripen fighters for the Czech Air Force, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said. The lease for 14 JAS-39 Gripen aircraft was extended until the year 2027 with a two-year option. The Czech Republic will pay around 20.4 billion crowns for the deal. Under the new lease, the fighter jets will receive enhanced ground attack capabilities, and Sweden will also train 25 Czech pilots and 90 ground personnel during the duration of the contract. The Czech Republic first leased Gripen fighter jets in 2005 amidst allegations of bribery and corruption. The Czech government has also approved 50 million crowns in aid to Ukraine, Human Rights and Equal Opportunities Minister Jiří Dienstbier told reporters on Wednesday. The funds should be allocated to projects aimed at reconstructing health, educational and social facilities as well as infrastructure projects across Ukraine, Mr. Dienstbier said. The Czech government may also fund projects in support of Ukraine's civil society and provide fellowships to Ukrainian students affected by the crisis, according to the minister. The Czech Republic on Wednesday marked the 15th anniversary of its membership of NATO. Addressing a conference at Prague Castle, President Miloš Zeman criticized the country's low defense spending and said the ongoing crisis in Ukraine should speed up the establishment of a joint EU defense force. A special guest at the Prague conference is former NATO Secretary General George Robertson, who led the security alliance during the Czech Republic's first years as a member. Czech Minister of Defense Martin Stropnický wrote on Wednesday that NATO membership was the main Czech goal after the collapse of communism and was a significant and symbolic sign that the country had been accepted as part of the West. The Czech Republic joined NATO alongside Poland and Hungary at a ceremony in Independence, Missouri, in the United States. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a resolution recognizing former Czech President Václav Havel's contribution to the fight against communism, to the Velvet Revolution of November 1989, and the entry of the Czech Republic into NATO. The resolution will also result in a bust of Havel joining those of a select few foreign and U.S. leaders in the Congress building. Only three foreign statesmen have previously received such recognition. Havel was already awarded the U.S. highest civil award, the Medal for Freedom, in 2003. Czech film director Věra Chytilová died in Prague on Wednesday at the age of 85, her family said. A native of Ostrava, Chytilová became a leading figure of the new wave of Czech cinema of the 1960s, with films such as Daisies and Fruit of Paradise. Her best-known later movies include Prefab Story, Calamity, The Jester and the Queen, and others. For many years, Věra Chytilová taught filmmaking at Prague's FAMU Film and TV School. In 1992, she was awarded the French Ordre des Arts et des Lettres, and in 1998, she received the Czech Medal of Merit. She made her last feature film, Pleasant Moments, in 1996. And finally, two Prague restaurants, the Degustation Bohème Bourgeois and the Alcoron, have retained their Michelin stars, according to the 2014 edition of the Michelin Guide to Europe, released on Wednesday. Both restaurants first received one Michelin star in 2012, a rating they retained last year as well. No other eatery in Prague was added to the prestigious list this year. However, five Prague restaurants, including Divinus, Aureole and Sancho, received the lower Bib Gourmand rating this year from the French company. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.